Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. It's Monday morning, and that means later on my dad calls in to tell a joke. Jokey time. And we got the Monday morning movie reviews coming up. Right now we're going to be doing that. Jim Leskowski is going to join me to review all the new movies. Colin and Eric are going to be here. Colin Suter and Eric Childress, they join me every week from efilmcritic.com. And from RogerEbert.com and more. And from the Chicago Critics Film Festival. The Chicago Film Critic Association puts together a festival. This is the 4th annual festival, and it just got underway this weekend. So it's been a really busy weekend for Colin and Eric, and it's going to continue to be a very busy week because the fest runs through Thursday at the Music Box Theater. And they've got a ton of stuff that they've been doing, and they're probably on, like, zero sleep and spending, you know, 24 hours a day at the beautiful Music Box Theater. So we want to get an update to kick off the segment. We want to get an update from Colin and Eric about how the weekend went at the Chicago Critic Film Festival and about what's coming up. But first, let's say hello to Jim. Jim, thanks for filling in for him this morning.
Oh, anytime, man. It's a pleasure to fill in. Always a good time.
All right, and we'll review all the new movies coming up. But let's welcome Colin and Eric to the show. Colin, welcome.
Hello there.
And Eric, welcome.
Hello.
All right. Well, Eric, tell everybody about the Chicago Critic Film Festival and give us a rundown on how it went this weekend.
Well, we had a really nice weekend. Really consistent viewership throughout the weekend. We continue. The one thing we have besides great movies are great guests, and we just sort of continued this weekend with, like, just really having some really special people being there, and just couldn't have been nicer. Couldn't have been, you know, more friendly to the guest and to us. Craig Robinson was there Friday night, kicked things off. Everyone really, really liked Morris from America. We got a lot of really positive response on that film. Mm-hmm. That Michael Pena was here Saturday night with War on Everyone.
Yeah, you know, I've had him on the show twice. He's unbelievable, actually.
He couldn't be super nice, tells great stories, very, very, very open about everything he does. He's a really funny guy. Just absolutely terrific.
Yeah, no, he's a very funny guy, and he also loved the fact that I just kept bringing up Felicity. When I interviewed him, I just kept bringing up Felicity, and he was happy with that because he loved being on Felicity. But he,
yeah,
and he
yeah,
was, it was, like, it was something he had,
didn't bring up.
No, yesterday. You didn't bring it. Well, anyway, so you had great guests and
great guests.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we got a full plate. You know, we still got 3 days, and it seems like we've been there for like 3 weeks.
Yeah,
pretty much this weekend. And coming up, we have Ty West is going to be there Wednesday night with In a Valley of Violence. Closing night, Dylan Galula is going to be there with this great movie called First Girl I Loved, and that's just the first of a great double feature closing night. Operator, which was shot in the Andersonville area and features the neo-futurist. Martin Starr and Logan Kybens and Sharon Green are going to be there. So that's going to be really special. And then Monday night, I cannot wait for tonight, actually, because there's this really beautiful movie called American Fable. And the director and the producer and the 11-year-old star Peyton Kennedy are going to be there. That's going to just be an amazing evening at the Music Box.
Very cool. All right, and Colin, your first shorts program was this weekend. You got another one coming up during the week, correct?
Yeah, we had one this weekend in the afternoon on Saturday at 1 o'clock. That was really terrific. Had some guests for it. Some writers and directors and a cinematographer from Mexico came in. And then today is the second program, and it's at 5:30 before American Fable. And it's very, again, a very eclectic mix. I always mix things up with, a couple documentaries, a couple animated films, some straightforward live action narratives, some experimental stuff. So everything's just kind of thrown into a blender, and it's fun. It's like making my own mixtape and getting to, share it with people. Mm. So, so people should definitely come on out, especially if they're, art majors. I got a 36-minute documentary about this amazing woman who does these unbelievably intricate and detailed pencil drawings that are just mind-boggling. And Terry Gilliam is in this thing too, which kind of shows gives you an idea of what her imagination is like if he is in the film offering his two cents on her.
Yeah.
And it's a movie called Love Bite. And that's kind of the centerpiece of today's shorts program. And it's a thing. Her drawings are so amazing. I can't wait to see them blown up on a big screen like the Music Box. Like, that's how amazing these things are. Mm. And then, you know, I got a documentary in there called Killer, and I'm anxious to hear. I mean, not a documentary, it's a narrative. Straightforward narrative, sort of dark comedy in the tradition of, you know, Todd Solondz.
Yeah, I read about this one, Colin.
Yeah. I cannot wait to hear the audience reaction at the end of this film. It's going to be quite amazing, or just unbelievable. So this is a good day to come out. I mean, every day is a good day to come out, but, you know, between these two things. And we got a repeat of a film that played tonight called Hunt for the Wilder People with Stan Meal, and it's from the director of What We Do in the Shadows. And I saw this thing today when we screened it at 6 o'clock today. Audience was laughing from beginning to end, and I'm not exaggerating. This is one of the best films, definitely one of the best comedies of the year. And so we're giving that an encore presentation at 3 o'clock today. And, you know, if you can make it, you got to come see this film. It is terrific.
Okay.
Monday's a good day.
All right. And obviously we can still get tickets, Eric, at Chicago Critics Film Fest.
Yeah, ChicagoCriticsFilmFestival.com. Tickets are available throughout the entire week. Hopefully recommend some of these movies. And we are playing some encores during the afternoon at the Music Box this week, like Colin just mentioned. And I know, you know, the great thing about this festival, beyond, you know, just, you know, being a part of it and being able to program our own festival and things like that, is that we're doing it, we're almost doing it as much for us as we are for, you know, for the audience, because like Colin said, he had not seen Hunt for the Wilder People. He didn't, you know, get to see it at Sundance or South by Southwest, and he saw it here. And so we get to see the movies that, you know, the rest of the programming team recommends. And Colin and I saw a movie today that, unfortunately, we're not playing again at the festival, but it's a film that's coming out this summer that I want to put on everyone's radar immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And I've teased it before, but I hadn't seen it, and we finally saw it today. And it's a movie called Life Animated.
Okay.
And the story, it's a documentary. It's a true story about a autistic man who is Owen Suskind. And as a child, his parents discovered that he developed autism. And in the midst of figuring out what they were going to do, how they were going to handle this situation, they discovered that their son, while watching Disney animated films, began to communicate with them through the dialogue of the films.
Mm.
And I haven't openly wept at a movie as hard as I did during this film.
Wow.
In a great way, not out of sadness. There was completely out of tears of joy throughout this entire film. And it's this beautiful film about how the power of movies and the power of movies to reflect our own lives and insecurities and fears and joy, and how we use those in our everyday life. So it's not like, you know, it's seeing this autistic man, through this autistic boy and this man, as he basically comes to terms with becoming a man and living by himself for the first time. And it takes you through this entire journey. And I cannot say anything more about this film, about how great it is.
Yeah.
And, Colin, what did you think of it?
Yeah, I echo everything Eric said. I just sat there today going, man, we really need to get this in front of a bigger audience, or, you know. But luckily, you know, we will have that audience when it comes out later this summer. It's this year's, we had a movie last year called That Kid Begins that we were kind of saying the same thing about in terms of, you know, tears of joy. And this is that film. This is a movie that, you know, relies on word of mouth for people to go see it. So we're trying to get that started right now.
Okay. So it played the festival on Sunday. It's called Life Animated, and it's going to get a regular release. People will get to see it, and you guys want to get the word out on this one. Life Animated will be coming out later in the summer. All right, well, listen, guys, get some rest.
Thank you. What's that?
Jim and I are going to review the movies that came out this week, and then we'll get back to you guys next week. I'm off next Monday morning for Memorial Day, but we can do it on the Tuesday morning then, and we'll get a full summation of how the awards the film festival went, and then we'll review the new movies that came out. All right.
Great.
All right, guys.
Good.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
All right.
Okay,
there's Colin and Eric are they're going to get some rest. Jim, you hang on.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, Jim's going to hang on. When we come back, we'll review all the new movies. And again, ChicagoCriticsFilmFestival.com for further information and tickets and schedules. It's also at MusicBoxTheater.com as well. And it continues through Thursday. And Colin and Eric will be living at the Music Box Theater for the next, few days. All right, make sure you go out there and support this stuff. All right, we'll take a quick break, and the Monday morning movie reviews will officially begin with me and Jim handling all the new releases. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. We got a break for news here.